So far, we have looked at how we calculate tax on an exit within the first 10 years of the trust, and how we work out the principal charge at the 10-year anniversary. The final thing we therefore need to do is to look at how we calculate tax on exits from the trust after the first principal charge.
Returning to the example of Frederick, Frederick set up a discretionary trust in August 2000. A distribution was made by the trustees in December 2004. In the previous example, we calculated the inheritance tax payable by the trustees on the principal charge on the 7th of August 2010. On the 21st of December 2011, the trustees made a distribution to a beneficiary such that an exit charge will arise.
Our requirement here is to calculate the IHT on this exit. Where an exit takes place after the first principal charge, i.e. property is distributed by the trustees more than 10 years after creation, we do not use the original exit charge procedure to calculate the tax. The exit charge procedure used in the previous lecture is only relevant for exits in the first 10 years. To calculate tax on an exit after the first or later principal charges, we again calculate an effective rate, then turn that into an actual rate, and then use that actual rate to calculate the IHT. However, in this instance, the effective rate we use is that which is in force at the date of the preceding principal charge. This effective rate must be adjusted if the IHT nil band has changed between the date of the principal charge and the date of the exit. We will look at how we do this on the next page. Having arrived at the effective rate, we then multiply that by 30% to arrive at the actual rate. As this is an exit charge, the rate must then be multiplied by n over 40, where n is the number of quarters between the date of the principal charge and the date of the exit. This actual rate is then multiplied by the property leaving the trust fund to find the exit charge.
Continuing the example of Frederick and his discretionary trust, on the 21st of December 2011, the trustees distribute £120,000 in cash to a beneficiary. The distribution takes place in the tax year 2011-12. The nil band for 2011-12 will continue to be £325,000. The value of relevant property in the trust in August 2010 was £900,000. The nil band at the date of the exit charge is £325,000. This nil band is reduced by the settlor's brought forward total and by any distributions made by the trustees in the 10 years prior to the principal charge. The settlor's cumulative total in the 7 years prior to setting up the trust was £120,000. The trustees distributed £85,000 to a beneficiary in December 2004. The remaining nil band is therefore £120,000, giving a chargeable amount of £780,000. Notional inheritance tax at 20% is £156,000. The effective rate is again 17.333%. The effective rate is the same as that which we calculated at the date of the principal charge, as the nil band has not changed. We then multiply this by 30% and then by n over 40, when n is the number of quarters between the date of the principal charge and the date of the exit. The number of completed quarters between the 7th of August 2010 and the 21st of December 2011 is 5. The actual rate of tax to be used on the exit is therefore 0.65%. You'd expect this percentage to be relatively small, as there is a short time period between the date of the principal charge and the date of the subsequent exit. Tax on the exit will either be paid by the trustees or the beneficiary. Remember that if the trustees pay the tax, this rate must be grossed up. Assuming the tax is paid by the beneficiary, we can simply use the actual rate. The exit charge is therefore the property leaving the trust multiplied by the actual rate, giving us an IHT charge of £780. This tax is payable by the beneficiary no later than the 30th of June 2012.
The important thing to remember about exit charges following a principal charge is not to use your original exit charge procedure. Simply use the pro forma which applied for the principal charge. Remember to use the nil band in force at the date of exit to calculate the effective rate. Remember that principal charges will be levied on each 10-year anniversary following the creation of the trust. Therefore, for principal charges in year 20, 30, 40, etc., we would use the normal principal charge procedure. For a principal charge at the 20-year anniversary point, we take the value of relevant property in the trust at the 20-year anniversary. To this, we will add the initial value of any related trusts. The initial value is the value at the date that the related trust was created, not the value of the trust at the date of the principal charge. To calculate the effective rate, we use a nil band at the date of the subsequent principal charge. This nil band is reduced by any chargeable transfers made by the settlor in the 7 years prior to the creation of the trust and by any distributions by the trustees in years 11 to 20.
Therefore, if we are calculating a principal charge in, say, 2013 on a trust set up in 1993, we would need details of the settlor's chargeable transfers in the 7 years before 1993.
Having calculated the chargeable amount, we work out notional tax and compute an effective rate. The effective rate is multiplied by 30% to give an actual rate. The actual rate is then multiplied by the current value of relevant property in the trust to arrive at the principal charge. There are two practice questions to complete this session.
Gabriel set up a trust in April 2001, so our requirement is to calculate the principal charge in April 2011. The relevant property in the trust was worth £1 million at the date of the principal charge. The nil band at the date of the principal charge is £325,000. This is reduced by any chargeable transfers made by the settlor in the 7 years before setting up the trust. You were told in the question that he made no lifetime transfers, so this figure is zero. The nil band is also reduced by any distributions made by the trustees in the previous 10 years. In January 2009, the trustees distributed £200,000 to a beneficiary. Inheritance tax of £5,777 was paid by the trustees on this exit. The loss to trust is therefore £205,777, leaving an available nil band of £119,223. This leaves us with a chargeable amount, which is multiplied by 20% to give us notional inheritance tax. The notional tax is used to compute an effective rate. Here the effective rate is 17.6155%. Remember that the maximum effective rate is 20%. So as this is lower, we can proceed. The actual rate is the effective rate multiplied by 30%. The actual rate is therefore 5.285%. We then multiply this by the current value of relevant property, giving the trustees a principal charge of £52,850. We are required to calculate the IHT payable by the trustees on the distribution of £250,000 to Roberta in September 2010.
As this is an exit after the principal charge, we go back and use the principal charge pro forma. The value of the trust at the first 10-year anniversary was £900,000. We need to calculate notional tax on this figure using the nil band in force at the date of the exit charge. The settlor made no lifetime transfers and no capital distributions were made in the previous 10 years. The nil band is fully available, leaving a chargeable amount of £575,000. Notional tax at 20% is therefore £115,000. The effective rate is the notional tax expressed as a percentage of the £900,000, giving an effective rate of 12.778%. This is the effective rate at the date of the exit charge. Now we have the effective rate, we turn this into an actual rate and work out the IHT due on the exit. The actual rate is the effective rate multiplied by 30% multiplied by n over 40. N is the number of completed quarters between the date of the principal charge and the date of the exit. The number of completed quarters in this period is 13. If we multiply the figures through, the actual rate of tax is 1.246%. You're told in the question that the trustees agree to meet the IHT on the exit. Therefore, we need to gross up this actual rate. Remember, to gross up a rate, we take the rate and divide by 100 minus the rate. The grossed up rate is therefore 1.262%. The trustees distributed £250,000 to Roberta, so the exit charge here is £3,155. This concludes this lecture on IHT principal charges.